Hello there, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. This is the last in the series of interviews and things like that that will be a non-news show, and I apologize for not doing news over this period of time. I have been on vacation, so I've had to do pre-recorded stuff and things that I could do without being on top of the news each and every day. So my plan is to start resuming the news show, the scripted shows, tomorrow, Wednesday. So that's when we get back to normal schedule. My apologies for those that don't enjoy the interviews as much, but it was either this or nothing. So we're back at it tomorrow. Today is a little bit different. So it's not iCloud, it's not the Mac App Store. This is a 10-minute segment of the 90-minute interview I did with Alex Barker, a close friend of mine from Los Angeles, about the summer blockbusters. And the segment I picked out for The Daily Show, just to give you a little preview of what everyone else is getting their hands on in the iWeek Again podcast, which you can find more information about at iWeekPodcast.com/again. In this 10-minute segment, you'll hear us talk about Brave and Pixar in general. So we kind of dive into Brave, what we like, what we don't like, and a little bit about the future of Pixar, a tad bit there. So you're hearing a conversation between two very close friends, me and Alex, talking about Brave, which we both rather enjoyed. So that's today's show. I'll be back at the Daily News Show tomorrow. With that, let's get into the interview for today.
Is it just me, or is Pixar like not what it used to be that they got bought out by Disney? Like, have they been affected at all, you think? Or yeah.
I think there are. It's tough. It's a tough position you're in, because you are in a position that you are in a major film company. You're basically in one of the few major film studios that is its own. Like, it's not owned by Time Warner or you know, whoever it might be.
Yeah.
Which is a big difference for Disney, which I think then that's why they hold so tightly to their properties, their intellectual properties. Mm-hmm. So like when they made Cars 2, of course they're going to make Cars 2. Like, the thing made, what, $10 billion in marketing or something, merchandise sales? I mean, it made so much money, the first one. It is a tough issue. Now, I think there's also a couple problems in as far as, like, their creative team is, because, for instance, I've not seen Cars 2 simply because I hear it was just a mess. And like, I'm kind of afraid to see it, but I probably will, just to kind of get the idea of like what did they do wrong. But like, for instance, John Lasseter directed it. He is also the like head chief guy. He's like the chief animation department dude at Walt Disney Animation, not just Pixar, but at Disney.
Really?
So
I thought it was just at Pixar. So interesting.
Oh no. He works like, he's basically helped like reboot the Disney animation, which I think is great. I think they need to come back, and I think they need to make 2D again. But the problem is that when you have that, you're just doing too many things. It's like Bilbo, you know, too much butter script or too little butter script over too much bread. You know, like, you're just doing too much. So I think that was part of the problem with Brave. I very much can see a directorial switch in the film. And apparently that's what ended up happening. Like, Brenda Chapman originally was the director, and then all of a sudden Mark Andrews ended up taking over for whatever reason. I am very curious as to either A, what point in the movie did they switch, or B, what did the movie look like before they switched?
Yeah. I did enjoy it. Like, it was a rare movie where there wasn't really a villain. It was a daughter and a mother reconnecting. That's a cool notion. A very cool notion.
It's not your typical, that. Yeah, I like that notion. It's not your typical notion. No, it's not. The only issue that I had with that very statement is this. Why did she need to become a bear? That's the one problem that has bugged me the entire time with this movie. It looks great. It looks cute.
It's probably because it looks cute.
Yeah. The issue with the curse, with the bear, with the whole thing, it's that, and this is my problem with it, there were a lot of red herrings in the movie. In the movie, in any movie, any especially big movie, you will have multiple shots of a single object, whether it be like the spinning top in Inception, or a lightsaber in Star Wars, or any one of those things. You see it, or the ring in Lord of the Rings, that's a perfect example. It's because it's an important thing that will be later talked about in the movie. For instance, in Brave, when she's at the witch's cottage and she's like, here's my necklace, take this. And the witch is like, oh, look at this necklace. And it has that nice long shot of the little bear thing, that the token. And you go, oh, what is this? And she takes it and she's like, this is so valuable and you can buy anything you want, kind of thing. Yeah. In my head, as a storyteller and or story enjoyer, I'll watch it. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to wait for this thing to show up later. It's going to have some sort of significant thing. They didn't talk about it again.
Mm, yeah.
At least in that I saw of the two viewings. It was very weird. It was weirdly disconnected. Mm. And like messy in that. And all I could think of was thinking, a Pixar normally is so good in wrapping things up. I really want to hear their commentary someday, and I hope they really do director's commentary on that movie. Yeah. Because I think it's a really good I liked it. First of all, I like Brave. I enjoyed it. I'll see it again. I'll probably own it. Animation was one of the best I'd ever seen.
The 5-minute movie beforehand was just adorable.
La Luna. I loved it. I thought it was so
new creation for Brave, or was that from their archives?
I'm not sure. It looked new. The animation looked really clean. I don't know. I'll be curious though, as far as like my thoughts on Brave. Other than that, I love Patrick Doyle's soundtrack for that film. I thought it was beautiful.
Great. And they Mumford and Sons. That's great. You know.
Yeah. I thought that was a nice touch. That was a really nice touch. Yeah. Not much more. I want to hear the director's commentary to this film. I really hope that Chapman and Andrews come together and do that commentary, because I think that would be a really I don't know how much mistakes they would admit to doing in this film, because I think there are a lot of mistakes storytelling wise. But I'd really be curious to see how they justify certain decisions that they have plot point wise in the film.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a perfect movie as the. This one was dedicated to Steve Jobs. This is his first Pixar movie since then. What a perfect movie. Brave. That kind of the whole notion of the girls, I guess, attitude is very Steve Jobs like in my mind. I don't know. Seems like a perfect movie.
An interesting thing. I don't know if they purposely did that, but certainly it.
Nice coincidence.
Yes, it is a nice coincidence. So I'm glad. I think Brave is a step back in the right direction. I think Monsters University has potential to be hilarious.
I'm excited for that one, because Monsters is my favorite Pixar movie they've ever done. That's my number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm rather excited to see what they do with it.
Well, and I tell you, here's the difference too. Cars 2, nobody cared except the little kids, if even them.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters University, I think everyone wants to see what they were like in college, like that idea a lot. I think that even the trailer showing like Sully pulling
pranks on Mike, like it's normally the other way around. Like you wouldn't think that Sully would be like this kind of not evil, but the kind of like he has a wild side to him.
So I'll be curious to see how they develop the characters in that. And the line of what they have upcoming, I'm pretty excited for. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's still a good studio. It's still I always look for the next Pixar movie coming out. It's like I follow directors and I follow Pixar. You know.
Yeah, no, it's very true. It's very true.
So that was the interview I had with Alex Barker. That was from a 90-minute segment where we discussed all the summer blockbuster movies. We started the interviews off with Prometheus and the Avengers, and that is what you'll find on the first part for I Wake Again, which you can sign up and find more information about over at iwakepodcast.com/again. If you want to find out what kind of movies and films Alex does, you can find his Vimeo account at vimeo.com/AYB. So that's where he's at. And there's going to be more of those to come for I Wake Again listeners. And just a little note about this interview. It was the first interview I've done for a podcast over FaceTime. So that's where the audio got a little bit jumbled. It was because I was actually transmitting video as well and recording just the audio portion of that. So this was kind of a test of using FaceTime to see can it hold up for a full-length podcast interview. And I did a decent job. You can hear parts in the audio today where it didn't hold up so much. So thanks for listening to today's show. And I'll be back tomorrow for the Daily News Show. You can find more information about this show over at iwakepodcast.com. And also I do a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATN. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to everyone again tomorrow. Have a great evening.